Hello everyone, welcome to the When It Worked podcast. You're with your host Julian Leahy. Today I'm joined by the fantastic Nicole Grinnell. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.
How did I go with the surname pronunciation?
You did great. Grinnell? You did great.
Excellent.
Grinnell, you got it. Perfect.
Wonderful. All right, so we're going to play a game of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And then we're going to talk to Nicole about all the wonderful things Nicole is doing. And Nicole's very much into podcasting, which is a great thing to talk about. So that's going to be awesome. But first, we have the questions. Let's see how well Nicole can do on her first appearance. Excluding the two-part series finale, what long-running sitcom's episode titles all started with the one?
And can I guess before you put it up there?
I'm going to show you the options. First of all, Friends, Seinfeld, Frasier, or King of Queens?
Friends, all the way.
Excluding the two-part series finale, what long-running sitcom's episode titles all started with the one, Friends, Without a Lifeline? Let's take a look. That's correct. Well, I'm glad you knew that. In the 90s, you were either a Seinfeld person or a Friends person. And I think Nicole was a Friends person.
Right? I actually love all of those shows, so that's awesome.
Yeah, they're all very funny. Great. Yeah. All right. Captured in an iconic photograph, the World War II flag raising at Iwo Jima took place atop what mountain? Mount Fuji, Mount Suribachi, Mount Kita or Mount Tate? I feel like we've had this question before. When you did your research, Nicole, did you see this one before?
Oh, man. None of those sound familiar to me except Mount Fuji, so I'm just going to kind of wing it and see if
Before you do that, Nicole, we've got lifelines, which I should have told you about. You have a 50-50 split. Poll the audience. 30 seconds to Google. What would you like to do?
I'm going
to
go Google.
All right. Nicole's going to Google. Let's get the timer on.
Okay.
You've got 30 seconds to Google, Nicole.
Okay. Mount Suribachi.
Suribachi? Let's take a look. That is correct. Well done to the fantastic Nicole. Stop that. All right, one lifeline down. On to the next question. According to a popular expression, what is always 2020? Hindsight, bad luck, failure, or anger?
Hindsight.
Hindsight. No lifelines needed. I hope that hindsight is not going to be doing very well. I only used one lifeline. I think Nicole could go all the way. At the 1.98 millimeters thick, which of these US coins is the thickest? A dime, a nickel, a penny, or a quarter? Sorry about that horrendous Australian accent.
That's okay. Let's do 50-50. I think I know, but I want to be sure.
Which ones do you think it could be?
I feel like quarter and nickel.
Quarter and nickel. All right, let's do the 50-50 split. Wow, we've only got now dime and nickel. So according to Nicole's previous logic, she would have to be leaning towards nickel.
Yeah, I'm going to do nickel.
Lock it in. Lock it in, Eddie, or lock it in, Regis. The answer is nickel. Well done. Actually, Regis is no longer with us, is he?
I don't think so. No.
Who hosts the show now in the US?
Oh,
Ryan Seacrest or someone?
Yeah, I'm sure someone of that caliber. I was trying to think who that actually was.
Never mind.
It's Drew Carey.
Oh, Drew Carey. I love him. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, continuing on. Just about choking to death. As its name implies, the trench coat is a wardrobe staple originally designed for what group of people? Paramedics, police, firefighters, or soldiers?
I'm going to go soldiers.
Wow, no lifeline, just locking it in. And I didn't see a look of recognition on this one. I'm a bit worried. Never mind, Nicole has aced it. Well done. And you've made it to the $1,000 safe zone, $1,000 in funny money. You can qualify for the champions event if you do go all the way, though. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
Continuing on, Charles de Gaulle once quipped about how difficult it is to govern a country with 246 different what? Types of cheese, types of wine, types of croissant, types of baguette. Obviously, the French Prime Minister. He once quipped about how difficult it is to govern a country with 246 different what? Types of...
I'm going to go cheese.
You're going to go cheese with no lifelines? Let's do it. Nicole, I like the bravery. Fortune favors the brave. Ooh. Well done, Nicole. Absolutely on fire. You got two lifelines left. Where are we? We've got a few questions to go. All right, continuing on. Both Catherine Ross and Nicole Kidman have played Joanna Eberhardt, the main character from what novel? Westworld, The Stepford Wives, Don't Worry, Darling, or Get Out? Kind of creepy thriller type movies.
I think it was The Stepford Wives.
Let's lock it in. Lock it in, Nicole.
We yeah.
Need permission.
Yes.
Ooh, well done. I have to watch that. Isn't it like they were all perfect wives and then everyone, you find out that they're robots or something?
Yeah, I don't know that I saw it, but when you said creepy thriller, I was like, I think that's what that was.
Usually I steer people in the wrong direction, so that's good to hear, Nicole. Agreeing that greed is good, what actor's ex-wife sued him for money and... for money earned on a 2010 Wall Street sequel. Agreeing that greed is good, what actor's ex-wife sued him for money earned on a 2010 Wall Street sequel? Michael Douglas, Charlie Sheen, Christian Bale, or Alec Baldwin? Now, we know the original Wall Street.
I'm going to go Christian Bale.
You're going to go Christian Bale. Do you want to use a lifeline? Because I have no idea, and I'm a bit worried for you, Nicole. What do you reckon? Or you want to just lock it in? Let's lock it in if you're sure.
I think we're good. Oh, really?
It was.
That's a tricky question.
Tricky question. And, you know, I did not know the answer, so I wasn't steering you anyway. But you did very well, nevertheless. Let's have some applause for Nicole Riddell.
Thank you, Dylan. That was fun to play.
I'm glad you had fun. It's good to be back in the saddle. And we had a little bit of downtime, 2 weeks off the podcast, but we're back in business. And Nicole, tell us a little bit about what you are doing as far as helping people in the world of podcasting.
Yeah, so podcasting kind of came organically to us in that we were serving in a staffing capacity for small businesses, and they were really looking for ways to grow their audience. And podcast is just an amazing networker, amazing way to get your message out. And so what we provide support services for hosts, and we provide guesting services to get business owners, entrepreneurs, companies out there and get their message being told in their own voice.
Now, the big secret, I think, about podcasting is what you talk about. You do talk about this, is that it's powerful for networking. Do you want to just break that down a little bit so that we really think about what that means? Because I don't think people realize this, and it's the thing that you realize once you start podcasting, and you didn't expect it. That's how I think about it anyway. Do you want to tell us about networking and how does that become such a huge benefit for people?
Yeah, so I think when people first come to us, they almost think that this is a commercial, and so they will. They really, and we always say like it is not a commercial; it's a connection. So don't look at this like you're getting your 5 minutes of fame and getting your, it's not about that. Most shows that I'm on, I don't even really talk about my business, but it's really talking about my experience, my story, my why, who we serve. But most hosts are in a space of really wanting to give back, and they are in a unique seat of having business owners from all over the world together. And so you really want to develop those relationships and see who in their audience and their sphere of influence you can assist as well. So, you know, just like networking, sometimes there's some great connections, sometimes there's some misses, but it's a really great way to tap into audiences, areas that you never could have on your own truly, and really build those relationships.
Do you have any stories that you can tell us about, you know, maybe your own networking experiences or stories of people that you've worked with? What has come about from podcasting relationships?
Oh, absolutely. I can tell my own more than anybody. So, you know, one podcast I did, and this is really what I would encourage people, is sometimes we'll get guests and they'll say, no, that's not my audience. I don't want to be on that show. Or maybe that show doesn't look like it has as many downloads. But truly, those are the shows that actually yield the most ROI. So I did a show. It was on business owners that give back. Had nothing to do with my business. I didn't talk about my business. It was truly just building, giving back into your business plan, essentially, and what charities you were associated and why this was important to you. So that's all we talked about. And after the show, the host said, you know, I know some people that have same driven missions, are serving people that you serve as well, but in a different capacity. And I would love to connect you with them. He connected me with an individual that quite honestly is my number one sales generator. Just that one individual. He was a coach. He worked with other entrepreneurs that were in much need of staffing and teams, which is what my main business is. And that all came through a podcast of an individual that was located in the Midwest. I'm in Atlanta. And the person that he introduced me to is in the Southeast. So it really was like, I never would have been able to connect those dots and meet those individuals. The podcasting is opening up that network for me.
It's crazy, Nicole. And sometimes we have the blinkers on and, oh, I've only got to have marketing people on, or sometimes I've had a guest and they say, what's this got to do with my thing that I'm promoting? But like you said, there's this certain magic that happens, the unexpected things that come and randomly come back to you, that it's more of a case of the more the merrier, really. Would you agree with that, Nicole?
100%. And of course, we want to be strategic and bring people on shows that fit their audience. But you know, it's funny because I actually did a social media post about this yesterday where kind of ego can get in that way and people will refuse shows because they think it's beneath them. Whatever your stage of business, you should never be, too high on your horse to not take a conversation. You never know what things are going to lead to. So we want to be strategic in who we're getting you in front of. But having said that, every conversation is an opportunity to connect and see how you can serve them and how maybe they should be able to serve you.
Yes, and you never do know. Like some people do lots of things with their content and get, you know, chop it up into social media clips and put it all over the place as blog posts and things. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. There's a lot. There's just every appearance is valuable, in my opinion. And now you did mention before that you spoke to somebody and then they referred you to somebody. How did you follow up with them? Did you say, look, did you send them an email and did you have a chat? How did that work? Because people don't know what to do.
Yeah, and it's actually something we walk our clients through. So a lot of times people will come and they'll say, oh, I've done a podcast, nothing happened. And then when we really go into it, it's like, well, you actually didn't nurture that relationship at all. So we walk our clients through. And we talk about green room ROI, which is my favorite. It's kind of like, hey, when the recording live goes off, that's your time to connect with the host. They've heard your message. They've heard your story. They now are interested. And that's really great time to say, hey, who could I serve in your community, in your peer group? And then it's follow-up is key, right? So making sure to capture connections, getting them into your email newsletters, doing follow-up with the host just to check in. How are things going? Any changes in your business? Would love to connect with you on new services we're offering. It's a relationship, right? So what do you do in relationships to have them grow? You connect, you nurture it, you meet. And so it's no different in that in this space. And when people really are doing that, that's where the successful ROI comes in.
Wonderful information. And it's about collaborating with people as well. You meet all sorts of people that can help you, and you can have do projects together, and there's all sorts of wonderful things. And what do people do if they want to have a chat with you, Nicole? What are they going to talk about? Are they going to talk about the logistics of creating a podcast? Are they going to talk about, I mean, how do they go about finding people or finding podcasts to go on? What type of technology do they need? Do you cover all of that, Nicole?
Yeah. So we, on the hosting side, we definitely help with support services. So that's going to be really the administration. I'm sure you know that, you know, post-production is a lot of work. So we help with a lot of that and promoting it, show notes, editing, et cetera. On the guesting side, we're really serving almost as your PR manager. So we're able to take an entrepreneur that's looking to get their word out there and build a media kit for them, pitch them on shows. And then we also have social media support, because much like you mentioned, we want to make sure we're capturing those. All of that leads to SEO, great content. I personally use my shows even in post-sales calls. You know, hey, I know we talked about XYZ. Take a listen to a show that I just did on that topic, and I send that out to them, which only builds to my credibility and allows the potential client or lead to really listen on their own time of what we've discussed about. So it's just, it really is a one-stop shop to me of great, great material and content and marketing that business owners all need.
It really is, people. And I know a lot of you are out there absolutely terrified by the thought of guesting and hosting. Actually, I'm more terrified of being a guest than a host, obviously. But
really?
Yeah, people think that's crazy. And maybe it's, you know what's going to happen when you're in charge, I guess. What do people say to you as far as the fears and things that they need to get over?
Yeah, so, you know, I will tell you, like, when I first started doing this, the biggest thing is really, like, what do I have to talk about? Who am I? No one wants to hear from me. But everyone has a story. Everyone has something they can glean. And ultimately, you kind of just have to get over yourself and really go, you know, what I'm bringing and what my business is and my service, it is a need. And I feel that we do a great job. And so who else is going to promote this other than me? Who else is going to get the story out other than me? And so you kind of have to get past that. You know, my first few interviews, you can listen. I'm definitely more kind of on guard. Now it's just as very conversational. I feel like I'm just talking to a friend that I met in a coffee shop, right? And that's really the goal, is just to truly be able to talk about your story. People want to know who they're working with. They want to understand the motivations behind it. And that's really what's converted so well for me, because by the time they come to us to work with us, they're already sold. They've already bought in. They understand who I am, and now they want to work with us and move forward.
Yes, it's amazing. It's really just about getting to know people. And there will be people out there right now thinking about getting into podcasting, and they're thinking, wow, Nicole, I like Nicole. I'm going to talk to Nicole. And everybody has got that ability to get out there and do that. Now, what do you do for people? If people do want to get into your world, I bought the website up. Do they book a call with you and have a bit of a Zoom or something?
Yeah, so you can actually go on our website and just reach out through the contact to just kind of, you know, I'm kind of an entrepreneur and business nerd. I love hearing about people's stories and their businesses. So even if you want to just connect, see if this is a good fit for you, we always welcome the conversation.
Wonderful. And if you do want to get in touch with Nicole, I've put all of her contact details in the show notes. So I'd like to thank the wonderful Nicole Grinnell for coming on. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you so much, Julian.
Wonderful. I'm going to wrap things up, and I'll see you very soon. We're going to be doing a lot more episodes back in business. Thanks for listening and watching. Bye-bye.